Today, the Los Angeles Lakers are one of the most recognized teams in the NBA. But one night in Carroll, Iowa, back in 1960, the story of that franchise almost came to an end. They were the Minneapolis Lakers back then. What took place is still an event the team remembers today. It's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
On the night of January 18, 1960, the Minneapolis Lakers NBA basketball team's DC-3 airplane made a crash landing in a cornfield at Carroll, Iowa, after they lost all electrical power. Townspeople rushed to the scene to assist. Dr. Jack Donovan remembers the events.
Got her telephone operator out of bed. She went to the hotel, got the telephone working, and got all these people so they could call their families. It was chaos all day long.
The team took a bus back to Minneapolis the next day. The plane that landed in the cornfield, well, it made a comeback, says John Steffes.
And the plane obviously got repaired out here, and I think that was about 3 days later. A local bulldozer operator made a makeshift runway and cleared away the corn stalks, and then he took off to the north.
And the team continued to use the plane. But if the pilots had not pulled off the landing and all would have perished, NBA basketball would probably be different today.
There were only 8 teams in the NBA back then, and so the Lakers were this close to being wiped out that night. It would have maybe not destroyed the NBA, but it slowed down their progress.
And the Minneapolis Lakers, who were to move to Los Angeles the next year, would have ceased to exist, eliminating an iconic team in today's NBA. On the 50th anniversary of the life-saving landing here, the town and the LA Lakers joined together to build an outdoor basketball court at the site where it all happened.
And this is almost the precise spot where it landed. So I think it was destiny to build a little court here in honor of that event.
The court is marked with the LA Lakers colors of purple and gold and has a light blue border. A nod to the colors of the old Minneapolis Lakers. You can come here today to play basketball yourself, the site where a town welcomed an NBA team when they made an emergency landing in a snowy cornfield. Traveling the countryside, Carroll, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.